the Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash, Tide. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. You've no doubt seen his front cover picture on the December issue of Tail Waggers magazine. You've read that he received an award from the National Reserve Officers for outstanding performances during National Security Week. And now, if you have the courage, you're going to hear how MGM's clown and the star of our Tide program spends a quiet day at his home, Red Skelton.
Come in. Come in. Oh, hi, Rod.
Hiya, Skelton. What are you doing dressed in a tuxedo? What are you doing?
I'm sitting here waiting for Georgia to finish dressing so we can go to a party.
But it's only 7 o'clock in the morning. Isn't that a little early to be going to a party?
The party was last night. Huh? I showed you how long I've been waiting for.
How come women take so long to get dressed when they're going out?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be a woman for anything.
There's a brilliant line in it, huh?
Boy, you should get something, because if you were a woman, you'd be nothing. And brother, you got plenty of nothing.
Yeah, I got plenty of nothing.
I think Georgia's coming down the stairs now. She's finally ready.
You spoke too soon.
Yeah, just a trial run. See, I hope she hurries. I'm going to be too old to go dancing pretty soon. Remember we used to go to the Palladium dance?
Yeah, there? Boy, what a wallflower you were.
Yeah, I stood in one spot so long that they put a pot around me. I wish she'd hurry, guys.
Yeah, you know, husbands ought to form a union. If our wives make us wait too long while they get dressed, we could go on strike and refuse to take them out.
I got news for you, John L. That wouldn't be a strike, my boy. That'd be suicide.
You mean you won't stand up for your rights? You're a chicken.
Well, that's better than being a dead duck. Hey, listen, here comes Georgia again.
Yeah, this may be it.
Yeah, cross your fingers.
Oh, darn.
Well, another run. Mm-hmm.
But she's making progress. She got down to the third step.
Yeah. Well, I may have to shave again. This will make the fifth time.
I'll tell you what, while you're killing time, why don't you come over to my house and I'll break open a big box of Tide and we'll rinse out a few things.
No, and then we'd have nothing to do on Saturday night.
Why? Did you change your bath night?
Yeah, you told me if I wanted to take a good bubble bath to put about a teaspoonful of Tide in my bath. Yeah. I did.
What happened?
Took my wife 3 hours to carry enough water to rinse me off. Oh, somebody at the door. Coffee.
Are you the man of the house?
Well, I'm the only one I know of, yeah.
Madam, I mean, sir, I represent
Take your time, it'll come to you.
Well, what I mean is, I would like to know if you'd be interested in,
No, we got plenty of us around here now.
No, you see, I'm selling the, Oh, shucks.
Well, I don't need any old shucks, you see. I have enough corn on my show as it is. And, what do you mean? Wait, I'll get a chair.
What I mean to say is that I'm selling,
Whatever it is, I'll bet you don't sell much of it.
I say, you're really no help to me. My product is the best, everyone swears by it.
That bad, huh?
But contrary, it's good. It's called, The lady next door just bought some.
And, we're only on here a half hour, bud.
I say, could you wait? Could you wait until I run next door and ask her what it was?
You mean you don't know what you're selling?
Oh, sure, sure. It's right in this case here.
Well, open the case. Let's see what it is.
Oh no, that would be cheating.
Well, can I take a peek?
Oh no, no. What right have you to go snooping around in my case?
Well, wait a minute. You said you wanted to sell me something.
What?
I've got the faintest idea, brother.
You weren't paying attention.
You weren't paying attention?
Well, whatever it is, I'm not interested in buying it.
You're not interested. Look, you're trying to sell me something.
I say, I've never seen you before in all my life. Now, I do hate to be rude, but Well, you've taken up too much of my time already. A good,
goodbye?
Good. Yeah, that's it, yes. Goodbye.
Who was at the door?
Huh?
Who was at the door?
He didn't say. I think it's England's revenge for Bunker Hill. I don't know. I wish Georgia would hurry up.
Well, maybe if you played some music, it would remind her that you were waiting to take her dancing.
Yeah, put on that record of Dave Rosny's orchestra playing I Can Dream, Can't I?
You know, I think you women have set some sort of a speed record, the way you've zoomed tied to the top of the bestseller list, almost overnight. Yes, it didn't take long for you to find out that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, cleaner than any other suds, cleaner than any other washing product known. Why, unlike soap, Tide removes both dirt and soap film, too. And that's a big factor in this business of getting clothes really clean. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors, even brightens them. And Tide gets sheets, curtains, and towels a dazzling white and keeps them that way. Yes, you women have made Procter & Gamble's Tide the largest-selling wash day product in America. Incidentally, wash day is coming up, so better check your shopping list. Because there's no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known that will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide's in dirt. Out Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
That Georgia ain't dressed yet. I wish she'd snap into it.
Well, maybe that's the trouble. Maybe what she's gotten into won't snap.
Rod, I'm going to give you a chance to better yourself. You're fired.
Look, she'll be an hour yet. Let's go Christmas shopping.
No, I did my Christmas shopping already. I'm no fool. It says here, I'm no fool.
What are you giving Georgia?
A mink coat. That is, it's supposed to be mink, but every time you pass a dog, the hair stands straight up.
Come on, let's go shopping.
I could buy a new pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. I sure need them. Of course, Georgia's got the money.
You mean you let Georgia handle all the money?
I trust her. Of course, I do get the jitters when I see her walking around with my bank book in one hand and the daily racing form in the other. Oh, come on, let's go shopping. Come on.
Boy, what a crowd.
Yeah, these are the people who shop early to avoid the rush of the people who shop late.
Look who's coming down the street, your houseboy, Mr. Yeah, Fret.
Oh, Mr. Worry Ward himself. I wonder how he was spending his day. Hey, hi, Mr. Fret. Hi.
Well, Mr. Skelton and Mr. O'Connor, as I live and breathe.
You want to bet? What are you doing downtown, Fret?
Oh, I was just in the hospital supply store doing my Christmas shopping. I bought everybody something they can use in case of disaster.
Oh, now, don't start talking like that. This is the holiday season. Everybody should be happy.
Oh, Mr. Skelton, you trying to spoil my day? I realize that I'm only your houseboy, but...
Boy,
I...
get a load of the boy. This guy used to sing Christmas carols to Dickens. Which you can go to. I'm kidding, Fred. I put you on the same level as myself.
How low can you get? You and Mr. Connor believe in living dangerously. Mm-hmm. You're not wearing your crash helmets like I am.
Mm, that's a crash helmet?
Yeah.
Where did that line come from? How low can you get? I can't find it. That's a crash helmet, huh?
Yeah.
I thought you'd suddenly gone bald.
Oh, you couldn't get me out on the street without my helmet. Mm. I want to be on my toes in case a building falls on me.
Oh, if a building fell on you, you'd be flat on your back, not on your toes. You worry too much. No building's going to fall on you.
Oh, famous last words.
Yeah, hey, would you like to hear some famous last words?
Yes, I sure would.
Drive a little faster. We can beat that train to the railroad crossing. Another one. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Let's stay out a little later. Your wife won't mind. Want to hear another one?
Yes.
These writers will be here next week. I gotta go get a pair of shoes.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got to drop by the mortuary and inquire about their layaway plan.
Don't do it. When you walk in, they're gonna take one look at you and say, look what we've missed. Come on, Rod, let's go.
Oh, well, you can't have everything, you know. Oh,
that's right, that's right. That's right.
Hey, let's go see where that crowd of people are standing around that display window. Mm. I wonder what the attraction is.
Well, I'll be darned. It's Jack Benny demonstrating a General Electric blanket. Mm. Well, that gives me an extra gift. No, that's no kidding. Jack Benny mentioned a General Electric blanket. See, and they gave him a blanket. Milton Berle mentioned Bendix, and he got a washing machine. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned Buick.
What happened?
Next day, I got hit by one. Hey, shall we go in?
Hmm?
Shall we go in the store?
No, I gotta go back to the bank and fill my pen and get some blotters.
You know, everybody's out to make a buck this year. Look at the pitchman over there with a suitcase and a collapsible table. I thought those guys went out with button shoes.
This guy is wearing button shoes. Well, I'll be doggone. It's Clem Cadiddlehopper. I'm going over and see what he's selling.
Well, Christmas cards. Nothing like a singing commercial, you know. Why the Metropolitan Opera never grabbed me, I'll never know.
Hiya, Clem.
Well, howdy doody. It's good to see you again. How is Mrs. Skelton?
Oh, you've got me mixed up again. I'm not Red Skelton. I'm Rod O'Connor.
Oh, well, we've all got to go sooner or later. If I'm too fast for you, just let me know.
Well, thank goodness I'm immune to it.
Yeah.
How have you been, Clem?
Well, I'm on needles and pins. My pet gopher is expecting.
You mean she's going to have little gophers?
Well, if she has little cows, I'm going to ask questions.
You know, Clem, sometimes I think you're a moron.
If you're not sure, I got my credentials right here. Not only a moron, I've been notarized.
I see you're selling Christmas cards.
What gave you that idea?
Well, you're standing here in the corner with a collapsible table full of cards.
That looks suspicious, don't it, huh?
About how many cards have you sold?
Oh, I'd say one or none. Closer to none, if you ask me. Christmas.
Well, I could use a few extra Christmas cards. How do they run?
Well, they don't. They just lay there. I'm a humdinger tonight, boy.
Oh, brother.
Who?
I say, oh, brother.
We're related.
Let's see some of your cards.
Well, yeah, there's some nice cards, and they got nice little sentiments on them, too.
Well, read it.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Okay, let me see that card.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear you are ill.
Yeah.
Just think of me and you won't need a pill.
Yeah.
Well, Clem, this is no Christmas card.
Oh, no, there'll be a lot of folks sick when they see the presents they got, you know. They add up and see that they didn't get as much as they gave out, you know. How about this one here? It's got a turkey on it.
A turkey?
A nice one, yeah.
Well, what's a turkey got to do with Christmas?
Well, I thought maybe you had a turkey friend you'd want to remember. But you're pretty hard to please, you know.
Look, pencil head.
Hmm?
You're supposed to be selling Christmas cards.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm a stranger in town.
Well, here's a Christmas card here. See? Santa Claus and his reindeer.
Is that what that is?
Well, sure.
Is that him?
Yes.
I was holding on to that. I thought that was Tennessee Ernie and his mule train. Well, what do you know?
Say, I like this card.
What is it?
Can I have it engraved?
Hmm?
Engraved. Can I have my name on it?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to bury it for you. Well, look, I gotta move on. My time is up for this corner here. The four knights are going to try to pick up some money now. Hey, fellas, would you sing that Merry Christmas polka before I go?
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. They're tuning up the fiddles now, the fiddles now, the fiddles now. There's wine to warm the middles now, and set your head a whirl. Around and round the room we go, the room we go, the room we go. Around and round the room we go, so get yourself a girl. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let every lady step with a bow. Around the tree to the ceiling, with lots of time for stealing those kisses beneath the mistletoe. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka, with everybody joining in the fun. Roll out the barrels that cheer you and shout till they hear you. A merry, 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 merry Christmas. Everyone.
You know our little song that goes, tides in, dirt's out. Well, that little ditty has to grow a bit when we talk about Tide for dishwashing. For when Tide's in the dishpan, dirt's out, and grease is out too. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide cuts grease amazingly and seems to make that grease disappear completely. Naturally, that means pleasanter dishwashing with fresh, clean-feeling water. Tide suds are pleasant, too. They're kind to your hands. They come fast. They last long, even in hardest water. And oh, the time Tide saves. You can even skip wiping dishes with Tide, for Tide leaves no dulling soap film on dishes and glasses. They rinse and dry, sparkling and bright, even without wiping at all. And they're clean, too. Cleaner than any soap can get them. No wonder you women are buying more Tide than any other washing product in America. For Tide washes dishes faster, easier, and cleaner than any soap you can buy.
Hey, where's this shoe store you're taking me to?
Well, it's up the street. Hey, there's a Christmas tree lot.
Oh.
Look at the sign. Honest Willie, used Christmas tree dealer. Trade in your last year's model. You want to take a look around?
No, Willie gets on my nerves. I'll go someplace.
Well, I'll be right back. Hi, Willie, you run this lot?
Let's not get nosy, boy.
What are you selling your trees for?
Huh?
What are you selling your trees for?
Well, I like to get rid of them before Christmas. I got all these trees myself, you know. I went out in the woods and I worked like a little beaver. Look how short my teeth are.
Well, I'd like to buy a tree.
Well, you come to the right place, boy. Hey, you get out of there, get! That's, you come to the right place, boy. I got trees to burn. In fact, that's about all they're good for.
Say, these trees look pretty moth-eaten.
Yeah, well, the moths have got to eat somewhere, you know. I'd let you laugh, bud, but we're a little late.
But these trees are all bare. They're nothing but branches.
Oh, that's okay. With each tree, I give you a box of pine needles and a pot of glue.
Willie, how come you got into this business
anyway?
Well,
you see, I was forced into it. The unemployment offices laid me off for a few weeks. You know. You want to do business with me or not, Fatso?
Look, I don't like people calling me Fatso.
Well, then why do you go around playing the part for? You're kind of nasty. I don't think I want to do business with you now. You didn't look right to me when you first came up here. You just don't look right, brother. I've seen a lot of customers since I've been selling Christmas trees, but brother, you just don't look right. I sure talk juicy, don't I? I was in New York. Now I could make a fortune, talk to people 5 minutes, and then they could shave. I don't like people to come in big bunches, either.
No. Well, you haven't got anything I like here anyway. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Hey, Red, come on, let's go.
Here now, I told you to get out of here.
How do you like that? He brought a friend.
Hey, where are you taking me to buy shoes? This neighborhood looks pretty tough to me, brother.
Well, look, boy, you save money in these low-rent districts.
Yeah, I hope it's not like that last bargain basement you took me to. I walked down so many flights of stairs that finally John L. Lewis walked up and says, "You want to join the soft coal union?"
Well, this is no bargain basement. This time we walk upstairs and save money. Come on, this is it.
Okay. Boy, what a cubby hole this is. This looks like a place that smuggles Saratan to men under 35.
Hey, Red, isn't that Junior and his mother over there in the kids' department?
Yeah, oh, hop-along catastrophe.
Now, Junior, I said for you to behave yourself and keep your hands off things.
Are you threatening me?
One more squeak out of you and you're going to get a spanking right here in this store.
Oh, doing business in a new location, huh? You always saying be careful. Don't do this. Don't do that. What have I do'd wrong? What did I do'd wrong? Tell me.
Oh, what have you do'd? What have you do'd?
Now, quit ad-libbing. Just answer me question, man. What has I do'd?
I'll tell you what you've do'd. While we were in that crowded department store, you yelled fire and sprayed everybody with a fire extinguisher as they ran out the door.
Yeah, but that now for the best part.
Then, we were walking down the street and you started screaming that I was kidnapping you. And a policeman arrested me and took me to the police station and I had to prove that I was your mother. Fool that I am.
Well, don't forget about the stampede on the elevator.
Oh,
don't
yes, that. Yeah. You let your toy mouse run loose in the elevator, jammed with people. And that's the last I remember until they revived me.
Oh, too bad you missed it, kiddo. Everybody was riding each other piggyback. Packages were flying all over. Women were fainting. It's the first time I ever seen an elevator unload between floors. Boy, what a production. I felt just like Cecil B. Samuel.
Well, Cecil B., I'm going to put the finishing touches on that production when we get home.
No?
Now, Junior, you better start being good.
Why?
Christmas is only a week away, and Santa Claus doesn't bring presents to little boys who are bad.
I know that, and I was prepared for it. When I wrote the letter to Santa Claus this year, I didn't sign my own name to it. So now, when you find some presents under the tree for Mickey Corn, remember they're mine.
Stop being silly. Now walk around and tell me how those new shoes feel on your feet.
Well, they're too tight.
They are not too tight.
Look, kiddo, they is tight. They is tight. My toes are acting like totem poles in there. Goodness, all of the toes are on the youngest one there, and it hurts.
Oh. Now come on over here to this X-ray machine. I want to see how your feet fit in the shoes.
Oh, no, you don't. That thing looks like a booby trap if I ever seed one.
I know what you was up to, kiddo. You just want to dump me in that trap and get rid of me so you can collect my skunk patrol insurance.
Junior, this is not a booby trap.
What it is?
It's a children's x-ray machine to see how your shoes fit.
Oh, really?
Now, just put your feet in this little hole at the bottom.
We'll cut them off.
We can look through the screen on the top and look right through your shoes.
Oh.
Now, get on that stand.
Okay.
Now, turn the machine on.
Now what?
Now, Junior, look through this glass in the top and you can see your feet.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, look at them down there. They turn green. Oh, no.
Darling, what's wrong?
My feet, what happened to them? They're nothing but bones. They're nothing.
Oh, Junior, don't be frightened. This is just an x-ray.
I'll never be able to go barefooted again. Everybody will say, here comes old Rattles. My life has been ruined.
Now, Junior, take your feet out of the machine.
No, I don't want them back. Maybe I'll come and get them Halloween, but I don't want them back.
Now, do as Mother says.
No, I don't want to.
Now, see? Your feet are all right.
How about that? Well, they look bigger, though.
Oh, Doc. Oh, Junior, look. Here comes a friend of yours, Mr. O'Connor.
Why does that big beef trust always have to come around throwing his weight?
Now, hush, Junior. And remember, you're not to call him Fatso like you usually do.
Well, I'll try to remember, but lard by any other name is still lard.
I'm warning you. Just let me hear you call him Fatso once.
You told me not to. Now you say two. Nuts. The whole family's nuts.
Well, how are you, Lorraine?
Oh, Fatso. Junior. Rod, I'm sorry. You it was a slip of the tongue.
A regular nose dye you have.
Well, I understand, Lorraine. Junior probably put you up to it.
Now, don't start blaming me, Hippo Hips.
Junior, why do you call me Hippo Hips?
You mean you can let me say it? Ask me again.
Junior, why do you call me Hippo Hips?
I call them the way I see them.
Junior.
Don't yell, I was just quoting you.
Every time that child opens his mouth, I can just feel the gray hairs popping out.
Well, so what? Silver thread among the henna rent.
Henna rent?
Black roots.
Junior, these are not black roots. Yes, they are not. Go look for a salesman while I chat with Mr. O'Connor.
Okay, suicide. Suicide redhead. Die
for
your own
I'm not a suicide
hand.
Redhead. I'm not dying.
Oh. Mommy. I forgot to take my shackles off again.
Well, walk slower.
Well, never mind. I'll just pick the lock here with me, like I did with me handcuffs.
Oh, that child's going to be the death of me. I told his father to put in a bid for Gargantua's old cage.
Well, boys will be boys.
Oh, yes, I wish I had one. There he goes! Go, Junior! Ah!
Boy, it's good to be home again. I wonder if George is dressed yet for the party.
I think I hear her coming downstairs now.
Darn.
Care to shoot a little pool?
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt out. T-I-D-E. Tide. Beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dreen.
Now, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to beautiful natural softness, natural sheen. It's the New Dreen shampoo with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this wonderful new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dreen.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dreen.
The New Dreen shampoo with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.